All right, so we selected Will Richardson, fourth round, and he's going to come in and compete right tackle. Flexibility, could play right tackle, could play. We think he might have some guard flexibility to him too, and possibly some left tackle flex too.
Did his character concerns when you brought him in, did you like what you heard from him?
We did. We spent some time with him, and we've done spent a lot of time with him here, and then obviously at the school there, we have some good connections, and felt like a lot of it was behind him, and he made some bad mistakes, and I think he's owned up to them. He was suspended for the first two games, as you guys know, and we feel like that he's got a lot to prove.
Did that push him down your board at all?
To be honest with you, no. I mean, we actually had him a little bit higher, and we felt there was greater value at the other positions we took, plus some needs there, and this was a value pick, but it was also one that for depth for us too.
So, Dave, do you feel like he could have the ability to be your swing tackle?
Yeah. I think he's pretty versatile. He's got good knee bend. He does have quick feet. He's a strong guy. He can really anchor against pass rush. And you see what he's done in the ACC. I don't think he gave up a sack or even a pressure this year, but he was highly productive there and in the pass protection. And obviously, he's had a tough haul the last couple of years. He's faced, you know, every day in practice, he's going against a couple of really good defensive ends they have there. Not only Chubb, but the other guy that tore his ACL is a good player too. So those guys have had a great offense or great defensive line. They really challenged those guys there.
Looking at it for the university for the entire spring 2016 mm-hmm. semester,
yeah.
You guys dive into that?
Yeah, we did.
And how, I guess, satisfied were you that that was a one-off thing or that he's not a continuing risk?
Yeah, I think, the one thing about this player is he loves football. And I think he realized that it could be taken away from him quite quickly. And same at this level. And he's got to do the right things to have the right to play. And we're going to hold him to it.
He's a run blocker.
Very good.
What did any particular game stand out in terms of?
No, I mean, I was at the Louisville game. Played well there. Saw him live at that game. And then, he's played pretty consistently throughout the year. Clemson played well.
I mentioned last week how it's tougher to evaluate in the run game for college offensive linemen now. Do you have to project more in that area with this guy?
Or it's tougher because you don't see him a lot, but with this guy, he can bend his knees, he stays low, he really gets good movement. You'll see even the clips that they show on TV of him finishing blocks. This is a nasty guy, takes good angles to the second level. So he understands the game, and we feel like that he can come in here and compete.
With the way that defenses seem to move around pass rushers, left and right tackle pretty much the same importance?
Well, I think depending on what offense you run, but I think you're always going to, teams are going to try to find what your weak link is, and they're going to attack that. So, same thing with defenses. Sometimes they have guys that can't rush from the left side, so they just keep them on the right side. But if they have a guy that's versatile, like we have guys, Yannick and Dante, they can rush from both sides, that causes problems for offenses. So, obviously the more secure you are in pass protection at the right and left side, the better off you're going
to
be.
Is it easier to justify third day, maybe somebody that's got a little something that's
well,
get behind?
Yeah.
Second year in a row, you've got them in the fourth round.
Yeah, we don't like to necessarily justify, but we like to kind of do our work, make sure that the issues are behind them and that they're when they come in here that they're going to keep their nose clean and be responsible and accountable.
How much thought was there to moving down to pick up a fifth?
There was a little bit of thought. The offers we had were too far down where we felt like it would have taken us out of the range of the group of players that we had there.
Was it important for you to get a guy that could play guard as well? Did you want that as
no,
well?
No, but obviously, just like what somebody asked me yesterday about the versatility with the defensive backs, and same thing on game day. If you have a guy that can play tackle and guard, it helps you out so much on your active roster on your 46. So, he hasn't really done it a whole lot, but he has a skill set where we think he can do it if we need him to do it.
Even though the baggage isn't exactly the same, you kind of feel like this is a situation similar to last year where you felt Didi's stuff was a little bit more than just the past.
To be honest with you, ideally we don't like any baggage, so we don't like to have to answer these questions on a day like today. But we also understand that, some of these players have a past and hopefully they grow from their past and become fine, upstanding citizens. And from the time that his discipline ended to this point in time in the draft and all the research and the background checks and everything we've done on him has led us to believe that hopefully that's behind him. Now, you know, time will tell, and it's up to him to make sure that he holds his end of the bargain up.
Has over 30 starts in college. Is that a good number? That would seem like
a
good number.
Yeah, and he came out as a redshirt junior, so he still had another year left. And by all accounts, we felt like they wanted him back there for another year. And I think he felt like it was his time. He spent 4 years there and ready to come out.